Joining us live is Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Mitt Romney took the president to task this week, saying he's failed on every economic promise he made 4 years ago.
Well, they both are taking each other to task this week, and this election remains just where it's been for about the last month or so. Very, very close. CBS did its battleground polls this week. It showed the president barely up in three of the closest states. A couple of weeks ago, it showed Romney doing better in those states. But this thing is now in a range of from one or the other leading from 1 to 5 percentage points. It's so close that right now I don't think anybody could make a judgment on how this thing is going to come out. But I think you're going to continue to hear more of what you're hearing from both of these candidates. But, you know, I've got to say, I think the big problem that is not being talked about very much is what's going on in here in Washington, and which of these candidates is going to propose something to break this gridlock, which just seems to get tighter and deeper, and the partisan divide grows even wider. I mean, when you see this Congress leaving Washington yesterday without being able to pass a drought relief bill with what's going on out there in the country, and unable to pass a cybersecurity bill when every key administration or congressional official, for that matter, will tell you cybersecurity may be the number one threat facing our national security. They can't do anything. So what I'm waiting to hear from both of them is the plan that they're going to propose to tell us how we can finally break the gridlock and get something done. Because right now, it looks like this Congress is unable to do anything.
Although as much as you hear about people wanting both sides to work together and being tired of the partisanship and the banging of heads with little getting done, people seem to be perfectly willing to, in the end, actually choose up sides and go with whatever the team wants.
Well, I think right now, if a fire broke out at the U.S. Capitol, I believe that they could figure out some way up there to turn it into a partisan issue and not call the fire department. I mean, this not being able to pass a drought relief bill when you night after night on television, day after day, the lead story in the newspapers is this drought that we're facing here and what our farmers are being put through right now. I mean, it's just incredible. I've always thought, you know, in the past, it's always been a partisan place, but when push came to shove and they had no other option, then the Congress would act. I'm beginning to wonder now if they can ever find a reason to act. And it seems to me that is the overriding issue in this campaign. And you don't really hear either candidate right now talking about how they propose to do that.
What's coming up Sunday, Bob?
Well, we're all about the battleground states. We're going to have former Governor Ted Strickland, Democrat of Ohio, to talk about what's going on out there. Governor Bob McDonnell, the Republican governor of Virginia, will be with us. Mario Diaz-Balart, Republican congressman from Florida, and former Governor Ed Rendell, of course, Democrat up in Pennsylvania. This is going to come down to these battleground states. And in these states, you right now, this far away from the election, you only have 10% of voters who say they haven't made up their minds yet. This election is going to be decided by a very small group of people in these 10 or 11 battleground states. So we're going to focus on four of the most important ones, Virginia, Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania this Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Sounds good.
Thank you, guys.